It's called the getting together, called the order of the House Advancing the Government Committee. It's open a work session on Senate Joint Resolution 12. Mark, you want to explain what we're looking at?
Certainly, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. We're looking at two sets of amendments. What we did was take H.J.R. 15 and took the recent, most recent version of H.J.R. 15, the engrossed version, and we're stuffing it into the dash sevens.
Not 15, but 51 is what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. 51.
No, let's do 15. That was.
Yeah, we have no idea what that is.
15 works.
So. And then the dash sixes are similar to the sevens, but they bring back the, in line 16 and 17, we're looking at the phase in that we had before, where we have, we go from 14% in 2003 and go back down to 10% from July 1st, 2011, and for subsequent biennia. And that's the gist of it. Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash 7 amendments.
Representative Lowe moves the dash 7 amendments to Senate Joint Resolution 12. Discussion?
I basically don't like anything at all about ballot measure 51, but if we're going to have it, I'd rather have it in the form of the dash 7 amendments.
Further discussion? Is there any objection to the adoption of the dash 7 amendments to Senate Joint Resolution 12? Chair objects?
I object.
Motion fails. Chair moves the dash 6 amendments to Senate Joint Resolution 12.
I object.
Discussion?
This is going to have the effect of our legislative assembly hamstringing all future legislative assemblies in any ability that they may need to respond to changing governmental environment and changing conditions. It has such a devastating fiscal impact, billions, billions of dollars, especially in the 2009 biennium, that I think this is the most fiscally irresponsible move that we possibly can take. Furthermore, I think that it is unconscionable that we would be giving one particular anti-government advocacy group a $300,000 to $500,000 gift, circumventing the need for them to go and gather grassroots support for such a measure, especially in wake of the fact that this similar measure was proposed by that same advocacy group, Mr. McIntyre et al., last election cycle, and it went down by 12 full points. This is a slap in the face at the will of the voters. It is a slap in the face at your Democratic colleagues because this is part of an end game that is really unnecessary. We are in the last waning hours of this session. I object to this. I think it is. I think it's immoral. It's immoral.
Further discussion? Is there any objection to the adoption of the B6 amendments to Senate Joint Resolution 12?
Are you kidding?
Record will show that Representative Lowe objects. Any other objections? And seeing none, so ordered. Chair move Senate Joint Resolution 12 is amended to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion?
It pains me to be sitting here. I can't believe that we're doing this. I can't believe that our speaker would want this or that anybody would want this. And if we've got to do this, why aren't we doing this for other advocacy groups that have great ideas who are founded upon a love for the people and not some hate-filled notion that government's bad. And lastly, I will say that if you don't have government, then you don't have civilization. This is kind of an anarchist move, in my opinion. I couldn't object more seriously or strenuously, and I'm so sorry that this lovely legislative session has come to this.
Further discussion?
And another.
Representative Lowe?
Nah, I think I'm spent.
Further discussion?
Exhausted. Anyway.
Representative Patridge?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, one of the sponsors of the original bill requested that this be changed to a committee bill, which is allowed via the House rules, so I would recommend that it be...
No, I object to that. Let him be hoist upon his own petard. If his name has got to be on it.
I think that was Representative Devlin, and if you want to hoist him on his own petard...
Oh, yeah, let's hoist old Richard on his own petard.
Pass that along. Good representative.
Excuse me, I thought you were thinking of the guy that had his name on HJR 51.
I believe Representative Devlin can request his name be taken off. I don't know what Senator Miller would request.
I have no objection to this being a committee bill, although I don't want my name on it.
I believe in terms of Representative Devlin just needs to speak with the...
Mark, can you let Representative Devlin talk? Mm-hmm. Know that...
He needs to go to the chief clerk
and request his name.
I don't know if the representative...
Before it's reprinted.
Sure.
Because I told him that the House rules allow for it to be made a committee bill if you change the context, major context of the bill. So consequently...
Miller on there as well.
But Senator Miller, we can leave him on there. Representative Lowe can hoist him on her petard. Or
I don't think I can hoist Senator Miller.
Any further discussion on the motion to send Joint Resolution 12 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation? Is there any objection? The record will reflect Representative Lowe is voting no. Any further objection? Hearing seeing none, so ordered. Without any further business before the committee, we will stand adjourned.
Do you really want to know what's wrong?